My eyes narrowed over the rim of my teacup. My grandmother crossed her legs, matching my glare as she sipped her own tea. In all likelihood, she was holding in a laugh. Bernadette had seen oceans rise and fall, empires crumble to dust, entire civilizations wiped from the face of the earth. As one of the first demons in hell, nothing short of a full-blown apocalypse was going to faze her. Especially not my paltry little glare. Fair enough. Uncrossing my legs, I folded them underneath me, sucking down another sip of my tea as I settled deeper into the overstuffed armchair. I wasn't a big tea kind of person, but the herbal blend I'd concocted in a fit of nerves last week seemed to be growing on me. I'd been doing a lot of things like that. Things that Maria would have done herself if she'd just freaking wake up. I'm not setting foot in ether until Maria wakes up, and that's final. Final. Like that word ever stopped my grandmother. I was pretty sure if she had even a single shred less class, she'd have given the fates the old double middle finger salute while telling them to kiss her ass. That last bit might just be wishful thinking on my part. At least it was amusing to think about. It's been a week, Maxima. Bernadette chided softly, her voice full of understanding, but her message clear. I couldn't wait much longer to interrogate Elias. The fates were running out of patience, and I was running out of time. Have they gotten anything out of him at all? I asked, unable to keep my gaze from shifting from Bernadette to Maria's closed bedroom door. I didn't like being on this side of it. I didn't like that I wasn't watching her. I didn't like that I couldn't figure out a way to help. A week ago, Elias Flynn tried to use my sister as a sacrifice by offering her up to a demon as a host. Bernadette helped me stop him, but Maria still wasn't awake. The longer her sleep lasted, the more I realized we might not have been as successful as I once thought, if we were successful at all. He isn't telling us anything we didn't know already. Della refuses to go without you, and very few witches are willing to do memory spells, especially since he is no more magical than a human now. I pursed my lips, but refused to feel guilty. Elias used to be a very gifted moon witch. I say used to be because I turned off his magic like a kitchen faucet. I had a feeling I wasn't supposed to be able to do that. And since I was the only person I knew who was actually able to do that bit of magic, I wasn't 100% on how it actually worked. I'm not sorry for nulling him. It was either that or kill him. Elias wasn't the first person I'd nulled. I did the same to a shifter named Finn. Finn had deserved it too, but no one deserved to have his power stripped more than Elias. No one is saying you did the wrong thing, Maxima. But there are realities to this situation you need to be aware of. I'm not going to sugarcoat it just because you decided to take a holiday in the middle of a shitstorm. Bernadette uncrossed her legs, planted her feet, and stood. Her visage of an aging beauty slipped for a moment, showing her true face underneath. I always tended to forget that she put on the facade of an older woman rather than keep the unchanging one she was born with. And to see the face that she tried so desperately to keep hidden meant she was well and truly done with my bullshit. I was acting like a child with no responsibilities instead of the 400-year-old newly minted leader of the Keys. Other than order takeout and watch my sister sleep, I had done little else besides tooling around my greenhouse and trying not to panic. She is in this mess because of me, I whispered, trying not to let all my sorrow fall from my mouth at once. No, Maria is in this mess because of a moon witch with an axe to grind. Maria is stuck in that bed because I didn't do my job of keeping you and yours safe. You want a pity party? Well, you're going to have to pass some around, kid. Put the blame on the Pratt who deserves it and find out what else he knows. That's the only way we are going to find out who else is with him. Letting him sit in that cell is just asking for the guilty parties to gut him in his sleep to keep him quiet. Well, she wasn't wrong.